Manager's Log, November 21st, 2016. I've been talking about holistic management, holistic goals, and holistic quality of life statements. When I'm talking about holistic financial management, I'm not talking about budgets. When I'm talking about holistic management, I'm not talking about rules and regulations. When I'm talking about holistic quality of life, I'm not talking about a list of things that will be achieved. What I'm talking about, what holistic financial, quality of life, goal setting, what that is all about, is about decision making. It's a way to look at the environment, look at your surroundings, look at your situations, looking at what it is that you manage. And we all manage something. We all have control of something. And as we manage it, we need to make decisions. But to make decisions, we need those goals. Otherwise, we don't know when we get there. Some people have asked me in the past, when you say holistic, is it something like prayer, something like spiritual? No, that would be holistic. This is holistic, meaning the whole of what is around you. In the key holistic management principles, it means the natural world, including humans, only function in wholes, so we must create policies and projects that take into consideration the wholes affected by those policies and projects. For a decision to be economically sound, it must also be socially and environmentally sound. All wealth that sustains a nation comes from the photosynthetic process. Almost all of the problems we face today are actually symptoms of faulty policies, faulty decisions, and faulty actions we have already taken. With conventional linear decision making, it is extremely challenging to create sound resource management and agricultural policies. Holistic management, holistic goals, holistic quality of life. We'll talk more about that.